This article is entitled Pastoral Care Amid Crisis. Chaplain Ray Stube reflects. It's written for us by Jeff Favre, Associate Professor of Journalism at Pierce College in Los Angeles, and is a frequent contributor to this magazine. Instead of preaching inside pristine chapels, Ray Stube preached outside in foxholes. Instead of worrying about low attendance on Sunday morning, the 20-something chaplain conducted impromptu sermons to no more than 7 at a time, mostly teens who were hungry and a long way from home. More than 50 years have passed since Stube, now a retired ELCA pastor living in Milwaukee, served as a Navy chaplain in 1968 during the Battle of Khe Sanh, the longest and deadliest combat of the Vietnam War. But like many others who survived that months-long confrontation, Stube often feels as if it happened yesterday. Still dealing with the impact of his spiritual call, Stu believes it's important to remember that those who died, as well as those still feeling the effects of that war, many from PTSD, at the time he was simply trying to be an effective spiritual presence for the other men in uniform. "I felt a real sense of calling to go to Vietnam, to basically be a friend," he said. "I felt at the time that one proclaimed faith by living and not by words so much, and it's what you do that matters. It wasn't the cool professional chaplain in an office where people came to him to sort out their problems. I just wanted to be there as a friend." Stube was a few years older than most of the men serving, so some thought of him as almost a big brother, he said. He talked, preached, and got to know them. He also had to help in times of crisis, including removal from a bunker of the bodies of men who had died. This all took place thousands of miles from home and far from the where his life had seemed to be headed. Born in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, he had planned to attend St. Olaf College in Northfield, but instead joined the U.S. Navy Reserve in 1955 during his senior year in high school. He served 2 years of active duty. "At that time, my ministry," he said, "told me I ought to join the ministry. I don't know why." After that, Stube did attend St. Olaf, where he had earned a degree in philosophy, before moving to Luther Seminary in St. Paul, where, while he was there, he joined the Naval Reserve Chaplaincy Company and then attended the Navy Chaplaincy School. Still, his career appeared headed for another direction. He was ordained in 1965, started All Saints Lutheran Church in suburban Milwaukee, and then entered a doctoral program on ethics in society at the University of Chicago. Instead of staying, though, he volunteered for active duty, received a quick training for chaplains, and was sent to Vietnam. Though Stube had lost touch with many of those who served with him at Khe Sanh, he believed it was important for veterans of the battle to have a way to communicate with one another. So in 1983, he formed the Khe Sanh Veterans Association. "That group has continued to exist and even grow," he said, "but a lot of those people are dying or have died. I founded the association and kept it going for the first 5 years, but I was aware that if an organization is going to exist for long, it needs a change of leadership." Stube wrote books and essays about Vietnam and collected photos and artifacts, most of which he has donated to the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in Madison. He retired from the Navy in 1985 and began a ministry of visiting homebound people in Milwaukee. While he prefers not to talk about himself, several people who know him believe his service to the armed forces should not be forgotten. Brian Stom, a chaplain in the Naval Reserve Chaplaincy, said, "He's such a modest man." "Ray," he said, "I think people in Christ would be strengthened by your story." And he said, "I'd be willing to do it if it helps others." Part of that story is how Stube found a way to share his faith while in Vietnam. "When I was walking around from bunker to bunker, trench to trench, there are times of explosions were just happening all around me. But I just knew that God was with me," he said. As I was going around the base, I felt like I wasn't representing God to people, but maybe I was representing God, making it clear that God cares about their welfare and is with them. That was more important to me than anything else I could say or do.